July 24, 1 Kings 18, 41-46, Waiting upon God. And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. 1 Kings 18, 41. It was not because of any outward evidence that the showers were about to fall that Elijah could so confidently bid Ahab prepare for rain. The prophet saw no clouds in the heavens. He heard no thunder. He simply spoke the word that the Spirit of the Lord had moved him to speak in response to his own strong faith. Having done all that was in his power to do, he knew that heaven would freely bestow the blessings foretold. The same God who had sent the drought had promised an abundance of rain as the reward of right doing, and now Elijah waited for the promised outpouring. In an attitude of humility, his face between his knees, he interceded with God in behalf of penitent Israel. Six times a servant returned with the word that there was no sign of rain in the brassy heavens. Undaunted, Elijah sent him forth once more, and this time the servant returned with the word, Behold, there riseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. This was enough. Elijah did not wait for the heavens to gather blackness. In that small cloud he beheld by faith an abundance of rain, and he acted in harmony with his faith. As he prayed, his faith reached out and grasped the promises of heaven, and he persevered in prayer till his petitions were answered. He did not wait for the full evidence that God had heard him, but was willing to venture all on the slightest token of divine favor. And yet what he was enabled to do under God, all may do in their sphere of activity in God's service. Faith such as this is needed in the world today, faith that will lay hold on the promises of God's word and refuse to let go till the heaven hears. With the persevering faith of Jacob, with the unyielding persistence of Elijah, we may present our petitions to the Father, claiming all that he has promised. The honor of his throne is staked for the fulfillment of his word.